Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there. And there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcast that are available. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Psalms 127 as we continue studying about the family and the home. Let's read Psalms 127. The Bible said, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates." For the past few Sunday mornings, I've been preaching to you concerning the importance of the home, the family, and how to have a real happy home. I know this is one thing that is lacking so much as I visit with people today, that their homes are not happy. And there's many, many people that have husband-wife trouble and children trouble, and of course, the children having trouble with their parents. But the whole point of the messages that we've been trying to bring is just that we'll see that we need God to bless us, to keep us, that we might be what He wants us to be. Let's look here in the book of Psalms 127, and we'll notice this. The Bible says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." I want you to think about your home today. I want you to think not about the house you're living in, but I want you to think about the home. And there is a difference. The house is just the structure that you live in. But the home, that's the people inside. And the Bible said, "Except the Lord build the house." And when he's talking here and using this word house, he's talking about any endeavor that a person gets into, whether it's at his job, whether it's a nation, whatever that it is, whether it's even your home. "Except the Lord build that house, you labor in vain that build it." You know, one thing we can know for sure, that is that if God is in the building of an endeavor or an enterprise or whatever it is, that it will be a success. But if God is not in it, it will never stand at all. You think about this. The building of the Tower of Babel back in Genesis chapter 11, that building was without the blessings of God. And that building eventually had the cursings of God upon it. There were a lot of people that were together in what they were endeavoring to do. And they believed in what they were doing was right. The Bible said that all the people that was living on the earth gathered together at that time. And they said, let us build us a tower that would reach all the way to heaven. And of course, it was a place to worship, but not a place to worship God. And God saw their togetherness. And God said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to confuse their language so they won't be together. What I'm saying is that those people that labor to build an enterprise, to build a home, to build a company, to build a nation, to build a church, labor in vain unless God is in it. I know this, that the building of the Ark of the Testimony was a success because God put His blessings upon it. And Moses was following the commands that God gave him in building the ark, in building the tabernacle, in building all the furniture that was there. God was in it. Therefore, the long term is that it is a success. When Solomon built the temple, God was involved in that. It was built under the direction of God. And God gave David, Solomon's dad, the blueprints of how to build it. And so they built it. Anything that's founded upon God will surely last. But those things that are founded upon this world or upon our energies will never last. Now, apply this to your home. Because one thing that is desperately needed in this world today, in families all over this great United States of America, and that is that we'd get back to the basics, that we'd get back to the fundamentals, that we'd get back to the Word of God in our homes and our families. Because then it will last. I want to give you this example. Jonathan Edwards was a great Christian man that lived many years ago. It is estimated that Jonathan Edwards had 1,394 people in the four generations that followed him. Think about this. Of those 1,394 people in those four generations, 14 of those were college professors. 100 were gospel ministers. Now that's 100 preachers out of Jonathan Edwards, who was a great godly man. There were 60 that practiced medicine. There were 60 that were authors and editors, and there was more than 100 of them that turned out to be lawyers and judges. They were honorable men, all of them. But listen, you contrast the family, the four generations of Jonathan Edwards, with the family of the descendants of the time of a well-known atheist, and he lived about the same time as Jonathan Edwards. So all of their situations should have been about the same. But of the 1,200 people produced in the four generations following the atheist life, now listen to this, there were 400 of them that wrecked themselves physically with righteous living. 310 became paupers. 150 were criminals. And 7 committed murders. Now, what am I saying here? Look in Psalms 127, verse 1. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So what I'm saying is that when God is in your home, it will be not only a success in the short term with you and your immediate descendants, but that lineage of holiness can be passed down to your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, and if all of those people will just do what God said for them to do, then there will be holiness in many, many generations, in many, many people. But if you leave God out of your home, if you leave prayer out of your home, if you leave Bible reading out of your home, if you leave out practicing what the Bible teaches in your home, then not only will you reap the results, your children will reap the evil results of wickedness, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and on it goes down through the years. That's what we're saying. Now, which would you rather do? Would you rather take the high road or the low road? Would you rather do what God wants you to do and obey what He said, or just go on? Now notice, again, in Psalms 127, that in building your home, in building your family, there is an element here of trusting God to make it right. Okay? Now look what it says in the book of Psalms 127 in verse 1. And I want to notice here the word vain. It shows up three times in two verses. And so when I'm reading Psalms 127 verse 1 and 2, listen for the word vain. Now notice, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. The word vain means emptiness. It means empty, without anything at all. And so he's saying here that except the Lord build a house, you're laboring in emptiness to build a house by yourself. You cannot build a house on the advice of the so-called child-rearing experts of today. You must have the Bible, the Word of God, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, to fix your mind on what it ought to be fixed on. And in all of that thing, you must trust God to make it right. One thing is for sure about raising children. It takes a long, long time. I don't think it's really ever done. My parents still are concerned about me and give me advice, and that's a good thing, and I like that. My children are grown, and yet I still desire to give them advice, and you know, they still listen, and that's good. But listen, it is vain for you to try to build your house without the Lord Jesus Christ, without His Word, without His Bible, without Him guiding, leading, and protecting you. You must do what's right, but only God can put in your children and in your family the right thing. Notice, the Bible said that the watchman waketh but in vain, in emptiness. He wakes with no hope, in verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth His beloved sleep. Listen, the Bible is saying here that it is vain for you to stay up nights worrying about what's going to happen in the future with your family. It is much, much better to trust God with it and then sleep. Whenever we are staying up worrying, what we're really doing is showing a lack of faith and trust in God. We are believing that we must take matters into our own hands instead of leaving things with God. And I do realize that sometimes God wants us to do things, right? And when God gives you something to do, do it. And then leave it, the results, with Him, because He can take care of those things. Remember this, that in the troubles and trials of this world, God expects us to rest. God expects us to sleep. As a matter of fact, the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 24 through 27 tells me that when Jesus Christ was crossing the Galilean Sea one day, and there was a storm came up, that the Bible says that Jesus was asleep in the ship. He was getting his rest. Why? Wasn't he worried about being drowned? No, he wasn't. Wasn't he worried about the ship going down? No, because he believed that God was going to take care of him. Don't you believe that God wants us to trust Him the same way Jesus trusted Him? Don't you think that? Jesus was at rest and at peace because He put His life in the hands of His Father. And so should we. Should put our families in the hands of our Father and let God take care of them. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do thank you for listening to this radio broadcast and invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.